Well, good morning. Again, this little section here, I want to read to you Mark 12, verses 13 to 17. We're going to read Mark 12, verses 13 to 17 for a little devotional meditation here from this short parable. It's not really even a parable, really. We're going to read this, a little interaction between Jesus and some Pharisees and so let's start reading from verse 13, Mark 12, verse 13. Then they sent to him, that is to Jesus, some of the Pharisees and the Herodians to catch him in his words. When they had come, they said to him, Teacher, we know that you are true and care about no one, for you do not regard the person of men, but teach the way of God in truth. Is it lawful to pay taxes to Caesar or not? Shall we pay or shall we not pay? But he, knowing their hypocrisy, said to them, Why do you test me? Bring me a denarius, that I may see it. So they brought it, and he said to them, Whose image and inscription is this? They said to him, Caesar's. And Jesus answered and said to them, Render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's. And they marveled at him. Well, as you can probably surmise without thinking too hard on the question, this question that is brought to the Lord Jesus is designed to indict him. Their hope is that no matter how he answers the question that they put to him, they're going to be able to incriminate him, and it is their desire to make him look bad. This is not unlike many of our political debates of our day. Sometimes the Democrats want to ask the Republicans about doing this or that, and no matter what the Republicans say, the Democrats are going to accuse them of something that's immoral or something that's racist, etc. And on the other hand as well, sometimes the Democrats are going to be asking a question of the Republicans. I'm sorry, I probably just said that backwards. Sometimes it's the Republicans asking the Democrats. Sometimes it's the Democrats asking the Republicans. It goes both ways. And in our current day's climate, people could almost care less what the issues are. They change their views on their issues for their own political advantage. What we have today on our hands in our nation is truly an embarrassment. We do not get to watch people who deal with true shrewdness, true love of principles, true fear of God. This is not the kind of people who are generally leading our nation today. Well, in this case here in Mark, this question to Jesus, on the one hand, should we pay taxes to Caesar? That's one of the questions. The other one is don't pay. Should we not pay the taxes? Well, if the Lord were to answer the question and say, yes, pay the taxes. Well, then they would feel Jesus had betrayed Jewish sovereignty, wrongfully giving to foreigners of their own bounty that God had given to them. They would complain that Jesus had suggested something against the Jews if Jesus were to advise them to go ahead and pay their taxes. What if Jesus were to say, no, don't pay your taxes? Well, then they would accuse him, well, you defy Caesar. You have disrespected the rightful king over the land of Israel. And so there it would go. This was a question designed as a trap. And so Jesus, it says, he knew what was in their hearts there in the middle of verse 15. He knew what was in their hearts. He knew their hypocrisy. And his answer is one of the very, very famous answers in the New Testament. He looks at the coin. They're familiar with the coin as well, whose image and inscription is on here. And they say Caesar's. And he says, give to Caesar the things that are Caesar's and to God the things that are God's. Now, there's a couple of things we want to note before we wrap up this moment here. The last story that Jesus had told here, at least in the book of Mark, is the parable of the wicked vine dressers. And so in that story, the owner of the land sends to those who have rented the land and says, I need my share. I want my share of what you owe me. I own the land and you're renting the land for me. So they owe him a portion of the crops. And so as the story goes, the people who are working the land kill those messengers who come to ask for their portion of the crops. They do that. And then the owner of the land sends his son to collect the rent from the land. And then they kill the son as well. And so in the end of the story, it says that the master will go and destroy those enemies. And so some commentators think that there is a little bit of an acknowledgement here in this story that Jesus is telling, that the Jews owe to God a certain debt. They owe him, and they should pay it. And the story that he had just told shows that they owe to God their faithfulness. They owe to God their gratitude for the Son. But it may be that this is a story to stand alone. Either way, when he says, give to Caesar what is Caesar's, we apply from that, we take from that our own responsibility to be taxpayers. We are supposed to pay our taxes. There are certain parts of the economy that require all citizens to pay to their government through the taxation system what is required. And so Christians do that simply as a matter of their duty to God. It's a matter of their faithfulness to God. Sometimes when people don't want to pay their taxes, they must exercise their faith. Has God ordained different ones to be in charge or not? And should we pay what we are supposed to pay or not? And this becomes a test of faith for some people. The other line here for a Christian to consider here is rendering the things to God that are God's. And so there is an inference here to Christian giving. There is an inference that believers give back to God in the form of their offering to their church. They give back a portion of what the Lord has given to them, and they decide in their hearts what it is that they're going to give, and they give back to the Lord into their church, and they support their church's ministry. They support their church's minister or their pastor through their giving to the church that way. So we do see the Lord affirming that it's proper for the men and women of God to give to God the things that are His. Let's take a minute now and pray again for our congregation. Oh Lord, we do thank you for your word and your words that sometimes conflict us. I don't think any of us find joy in this particular season, especially, Lord, in paying taxes. Money's tight for people. We may even resent being required to pay taxes, but Lord, we're people who trust you. We learn to trust you. We do trust you, Lord, and we thank you for your faithfulness and your goodness to your people. Lord, I thank you that you are amazingly wise. God, I love listening to your words and your conversations with people. Oh, Lord, I pray that you would make us wise. Help us to not be inflammatory when we speak, but careful and thoughtful, loving and wise. Lord, make our congregation wise, thoughtful Christians, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen.